Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are on page 18. We're reading the fifth full paragraph, beginning with "That the man who is making the approach," through one paragraph, ending with "take up their beds and walk again." We are reading and commenting on just one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Dana P. reading the text. We've got Sherry Z. reading page 164. Loretta M. will do announcements. Loretta M. is our newcomer greeter, and Leslie M. is announcements. The reference ID number for yesterday, Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, is 21,385 or 21385. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,387 or 21387. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence in the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Patty F. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, this is Patty F. in Massachusetts, the 12 steps. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Patty F. And I will now ask Carol B. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you. My name is Carol B., compulsive overeater in Ontario, Canada. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you and have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you so much, Carol B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. And then press R1 to re-mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're on page 18. We're reading the fifth full paragraph, beginning with, that the man who is making the approach, through one paragraph ending with, take up their beds and walk again. We are reading and commenting on just that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Dana P. to please begin reading. Please get us started.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be of service this month. That's Dana P. I'm recovered in California. That the man who is making the approach has had the same difficulty, that he obviously knows what he is talking about, that his whole deportment shouts at the new prospect that he is a man with a real answer. That he has no attitude of holier than thou, nothing whatever except the sincere desire to be helpful. That there are no fees to pay, no axes to grind, no people to please, no lectures to be endured. These are the conditions we have found most effective. After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. So, what an amazing paragraph. I'm already excited to hear what other people have to say. And the thing that jumps out to me, and I actually did some research, and we have this great book that many say is divinely inspired. And there, these people who were involved in writing this book and involved in the early recovery came from a Christian organization. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that they would talk about this phrase that comes from another holy book. And in that other holy book, we're talking about miracles. And this particular one, this gentleman who was told by the master to pick up his bed and walk again, had been, quote-unquote, infirm for 38 years. And it's the third miracle. You know, so first there's the bleeding lady, then the one that, the dead one that comes back to life, and now this one, 38 years. My obsession with food, compulsively overeating, vomit, bulimia, exercise, addiction, 41 years. So, you know, this to me says it's possible. You know, this miracle is possible. It's not only possible for these three people, but it's possible for all of us. So they're referring in the paragraph that the man, which man? From the paragraph before, it says the ex-problem drinker. So he's no longer a problem drinker. It's an ex-problem. So this is in his past. I mean, seriously. And so they share, not 3 minutes, but they share between Bill and Bob, it was quite hours and hours and hours, and same with Abby, you know, hours and hours and hours of what I was like. Well, they kind of knew already, at least Bill knew what Abby was like, what I did and what I'm like now. And that's the down below the paragraph, which is actually one big long sentence, which I think is quite amazing. But it says that his whole deportment shouts at the new prospect that he is a man with a real answer. And what is the answer? The answer is the higher power. The problem is not the food, the drink, what have you. The problem is that I'm disconnected, that I have no power, absolutely no power whatsoever, unless I'm able to tap into this power greater than myself that I don't understand that does create and manifest miracles in people's lives. And how do I do that? Well, this book has instructions, and those instructions are the 12 steps. So anyone that's interested in talking about that some more, I'm happy to share, have shared for hours and hours and hours and hours and helped people through the steps. So I'm going to go ahead and pass with that. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and happy to hear what you all have to say. Pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Dana P. We're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. If you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you with the timer when your time is up. And when you hear the timer, please finish up promptly so we can have time for other people to share too. When we get the first lineup, if you could please give your first name, last initial, and where you are calling from and who would like to share.
Robin P. in Atlanta.
Hi, Erin from Wyoming.
Robin P. And then I heard someone right after Robin.
Wendy B.
Erin J.
I've got Wendy B. I think that was Erin J.
Erin J. from Wyoming.
Okay, gotcha, Erin.
First time here, Mac V. from San Diego.
Did you get on?
I've got Mac V.
You got it.
Okay, thanks, Mac. And who was right after Mac? I heard another voice, a female voice, I believe. Well, here's who I have: Robin P, Wendy B, Erin J, Mac V. Was there somebody else? Okay, we'll go with that lineup. So Robin P, you'll be up first, followed by Wendy B. Please let us know where you're calling from. And Robin, if you can hit star one to unmute, we can't hear you.
Oops, I was talking to myself. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I'm currently in Atlanta. I've been in Europe, and I live in Costa Rica. So I'm in the book in Costa Rica on the website. Just really appreciated the first share. Thank you so much, Dana. And you know, I just know this is such a miracle of grace. And I also, you know, just like the take up your bed and walk, I was in the food for decades and powerless. I'm so grateful to be absent. I've been absent for over 8 years by God's grace, and it's all God. And we were in Europe for a month. We're going back again next week. We had to come back. My father's dying of suddenly of a brain tumor. It came out of nowhere, and it's just huge. And we came back. We're going to Pittsburgh tomorrow, and I'm here to say goodbye. And wow, going through this abstinently, you know, it's very different than being with my head in the bowl. We also were robbed when we were in our camper van in France 2 weeks ago. And in the middle of the night, I woke up and a man was standing right near us and he took our phones and our bags. And I just shrieked. And a miraculous thing happened. We got our passports back, but we didn't get our phones back, and that's been an ordeal. I was without any communication. I was completely isolated for 5 days because of all these laws where we couldn't get a phone in France. It was odd. We weren't citizens. It was just an odd story. But anyway, all of these miracles happened abstinently, you know, by God's grace, through this program, picking up my bed and walking. I get to stay in recovery because of these steps and being of service to God and my fellows. You know, I just, so all these things that happened, you know, we had two flat tires. It was just the other thing. It was like the out of towners. And it was just that I know that God is carrying me. And believe me, I did a lot of 10 steps, you know, and my God squad was so there for me and is so there for me. And going this weekend, I came from so much child abuse, and my father was one of the abusers. And I've done a lot of work around it over the years, and our family is very dysfunctional. And I get to keep remembering that I'm powerless over people, places, and things, and not just food. And by God's grace, I get to go and say goodbye and be loving and a light and an example for God, because my family, they're all atheists or agnostic at best. And they don't have this recovery. And so I just get to be who God wants me to be and show up and be loving, just like it talked about in this paragraph about love and tolerance with working with people, you know, and it's the same working with all people. And God bless my dad and my family. And we're very different. I feel like I'm like the
Robin,
one
you
never.
Time.
Thank you. And I just get to know that this is my family here. This is my real family, and God's my real father. So God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinence day, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Robin P. In the meeting list in Costa Rica. And so sorry to hear about your dad, and sending you love. Next up, we've got Wendy B., followed by Erin J.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I just love this paragraph, you know, with all these guidelines for, you know, healthy relating. And I looked up the meaning on some of these phrases, and the holier than thou is characterized by an attitude of moral superiority, people who believe they are morally better than other people. And, you know, in program, we get to learn to be humble and vulnerable with each other. And no fees to pay refers to, you know, there aren't ulterior motives of trying to sell you something and make a profit. You know, we can be a safe place for each other, not using each other for personal gain, you know, like some of the like pyramid schemes. And someone who is nice. Okay, so what is it? Oh, an axe to grind means someone who is nice in order to get what he wants. Means, you know, not having selfish reasons for doing something, you know, like a nice salesman trying to sell you something. And people pleaser is a person who consistently strives to please others, often sacrificing their own wants or needs in the process. And I also see people pleasing as not being honest with what they really feel or believe. You know, they're saying what they think the other person wants to hear to gain approval. And to me, it means, you know, we don't have to sugarcoat our program, you know, and make it palatable. You know, we get to be honest. And then no lectures to grind or to endure is no one is the expert standing on a podium and talking down to everyone else. You know, we're all just sharing our experience as equals, you know, all on the same level. And we aren't on a hierarchy, you know, ladder. And we don't put each other on a pedestal. You know, we're all equally human. And I'm just so grateful, you know, for these guidelines, you know, this method on how to share the message that's most effective, you know. And, you know, we've all been in relationships that had those elements, you know, and we've also been, you know, the perpetrator of those negative attitudes, you know, and learned how ineffective they really are. And I just thank God for this program, you know, where we learn how to relate well with each other. And thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy B. in Arizona. Next up, we've got Erin J., followed by Mac B.
Good morning. I'm Erin from Wyoming, and grateful to hear this reading this morning and the other shares. The part that jumped out at me was the sincere desire to be of help part. Because carrying the message is critical for me to keep my recovery going. When Bill Wilson was in the Mayflower Hotel, he was hunting around for that church directory, not because he was in a moment of like, let me help somebody, like out of altruism. It's about to save himself, because boy, that bar sounded really good. Those noises coming from the bar sounded very inviting and could look convivial or whatever. So it's in order to help myself, I need to work with others. And when I'm too busy, which has been my, you know, pattern over these 30 plus years I've been around, my life gets big, I get busy, I can't take the time, and then I find myself on the outskirts. And the outskirts isn't sufficient for me to keep an abstinence going. So this morning, this is actually kind of good for me, because I was at an earlier meeting, and then it occurred to me I should reach out to two of my new sponsees, one of whom was on her first vacation abstinent, and one of whom we just started. And again, probably because I need to like connect at a deeper level myself and be of help. Because every time I start working, then, you know, going through the readings that underlie the first three steps, it refreshes it for me. And I've been reading these for years, but every time I look at them, it's like they hit me in a different way. Really, that I'm once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. Every time I see that, it just tingles me. Because once I'm a compulsive overeater, always a compulsive overeater here, I'm never changing. I mean, it's just every day I have a reprieve, as long as I keep my fit spiritual condition. And the only way I can do that is to like get at these meetings. But meetings alone, taking from meetings isn't enough for me. I really need to be here for others and help transmit the message to others and be here. And I only want to be of help, because it's not unlike anywhere else in my life. The way that this program works is counterintuitive. My sponsors always told me, you keep giving in this program because you already got. It's not you give to get. It's not quid pro quo like the rest of the world. I already got. And so it doesn't matter if my giving helps somebody else or not. I get to keep it as long as I keep being willing to help others. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Erin J. from Wyoming. Next up, we have Matt. And then we'll get another lineup. And Matt, if you could press star one to unmute.
Hello, I'm unmuted. I hope, Mac, you're...
Yep, you're good, thanks.
San Diego. Pardon me, what page are we on?
We are on page 18, the fifth full paragraph, that the man who is making the approach.
So I'm pretty familiar with the big book, and I've now turned to page 18. I've got the big print big book, which makes me smile. And this is my first time here, at least in a few years. So just kind of got my ankle in the water. And I am going to be doing a fifth step here this weekend with another fellow from OA. And as far as this paragraph, the last words of the paragraph that we stop at, would anybody mind telling me what those are?
Yes. The last, it's after such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again.
Okay, great.
What?
The ex-problem drinker found this solution. Properly armed with facts about himself, can generally win the entire confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. I think that's great. I mean, takes
come on, that's the brush that the breeder told us to get.
Sorry.
Moderator, you're...
Matt, you're good. Keep going. Sorry about that.
Okay. So, at any rate... what I'm going to do here is put the cotton, take it out of my ears and put it in my mouth, and concentrate on this little paragraph or two, And you folks have a great rest of your meeting.
Well, thank you so much, Mac V from San Diego. And sorry, everyone, I guess I was unmuted. We're going to go ahead and get another lineup here. But before we do that, let me remind everyone again where we are at this morning. We're on page 18, the fifth full paragraph, beginning with, "That the man who is making the approach," ending with, "After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again." If you haven't shared on any vision meeting in the last 3 days, really Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, please share today, and we'll get your first name, your last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Sherry H.M.
I think I heard Sherry H.M.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. And then who was after Sherry?
Julie B. from Ohio.
I got you, Julie. And who else would like to share?
Emily L. from New Jersey.
Got you, Emily.
Joan Marie M. from Nevada.
Got you, Joan Marie. Do we have anyone else who wants to get in? All right, well, we'll stop there. I've got Sherry H.M., Julie B., Emily L., Joan Marie M., and we'll start with Sherry, followed by Julie.
Hello, this is Sherry H.M. I'm sorry, it's my turn, right?
That's correct, Sherry. Just let us know where you're calling from, too.
Oh, okay. Yes, I am from Washington State. It's Sherry with a C, and I am so gratefully recovered, one day at a time. I love how this book says the word recovered many, many, many times. And it is such a miraculous program. I love the part, "After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again." I never, ever believed that I could actually be away from the food, especially the sugar, and be a happy, joyous, and free person one day at a time. And just, you know, only with God's help and this wonderful group of people, this amazing book, working the steps for 9 years now. It'll be 10, hopefully, in August. And really not having the cravings and getting away from all the obsession about, you know, how do these jeans make me look? Do they make my rear end, you know, look fat or whatever? And gosh, it's just freedom, freedom, freedom. So for the people who are out there thinking like I did, I thought, oh, well, that's them. They don't know how bad my problem is. There is no way I could ever, ever get away from the food and actually, you know, be joyous and not crave it and not miss it. But it's possible because, you know, God relieved me with this book and did it for me. I had to do the work, though. I had to do the work and work the steps, and I have to continually do that. So I'm so grateful for this meeting and welcome, especially to any newcomers. And I just hope that you can get a sponsor. They tell the sponsors at the end of the meeting. And everybody have a blessed day. Thank you, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry H.M. from Washington. Next up, Julie B., followed by Emily L.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephanie. It's Julie B. from Ohio. It's always a pleasure to be on this meeting. So where I stand now, like I've been entirely abstinent for just about six months and am beginning to sponsor. When I came in the rooms about 4 years ago, I came like once a week. We had an in-person here in my hometown, and it was just kind of like something fun to do. Like I was like, oh, I get to go and like sit and listen and read. I'm a dork, so I really do enjoy that. And I feel like until I put the food completely down. Like until I surrendered sugar, like in every ingredient, like, you know, it wasn't in the third, it wasn't in the fifth, but until I did that, I feel like I was not able to really hear what the solution was. I don't, like, I wish maybe someone would have told me earlier. I'm sure you did. And I don't think I was able to hear it. I think it was drowning out what the solution was. So I love when I talk with you and you point me back to God. Like, you point me and you go, did you pray about this? What does God think about this? And I love in outreach calls when you don't try to fix me, but you sort of pray with me, or you try to, you know, put my hand in the hand of my higher power. And so for me, like, there's no holier than thou in that action, whenever someone doesn't take the stance of now my protector, now my savior, but, you know, puts me in the hand of my God. One of the last lines of this is, like, it mentions, like, taking up your bed. And for that, I feel like that means to me, like, sending inventory, outreach calls, continuing to admit that I'm powerless over food. And the way that I do that is that I weigh and measure my food. I rinse the utensils that I use. I don't, like, just a little bit more here. I don't, you know, like, little bites and everything, like, nothing like that. And that's for me taking up my bed. And I carry my bed around with me, like, you know, so that's all I have to share. And now I'm sponsoring and open for sponsorship. So thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Julie B. from Ohio. Next, we have Emily L., followed by Joan Marie M.
Hi, thank you. I don't really want to talk, which is why I guess I decided to talk. I've been coming to this meeting, I don't know, 3 weeks. 4 weeks, I don't know, something like that. And I have not binged since Friday or Saturday. I can't remember if I binged on Saturday, but this is not my first rodeo with OA. And when I started a year ago, I was what I am told is referred to, I was living on the pink cloud. I was so proud. I was counting every day of not binging. And I was jumping in and doing all kinds of volunteer stuff. And what I wasn't doing was turning inward and focusing on what I know is the most important thing. And that is becoming happy, joyous, and free. And that's all about connecting with my feelings. It's not about the food. The food is my symptom. It's how I shut off my feelings. And so I just want to thank you all for being here. It was my therapist who recommended I do a vision for you, because she feels that the big book really has all the answers. I'm just taking this one moment at a time. I really get that this time. And I would like to say that I'm really proud of myself that when I came home last night for the first time, and I don't know how long, I did not stop at Trader Joe's to buy food. And it felt really weird being on the subway and being on the shuttle bus and not having a heavy bag filled with food on my shoulder. And it also felt good. And I pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Emily L. from New Jersey. So glad you're here. Next, we're going to have Joan Marie M., and after that, we're going to take some more names. Joan Marie, you're up.
Oh, good morning. Am I being heard?
We can hear you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yes, this is a powerful paragraph, as they all are. But what I got from that is that there is a person with a real answer, and that the attitude is not holier than thou. It's only by the grace of God that I have neutrality around food. And my desire sincere to be helpful, with nothing else expected but to be helpful. And then it said about take up your bed and walk again. I've come out of the depths of hell into the light of a power greater than myself. And all these promises are contingent on our constant, my constant contact with God. It's a spiritual program. When I live these steps after going through them several times, I live them now, and it's the way that the God of my understanding wants me to live. And the rewards are phenomenal. There's no words to describe the rewards of being free from the obsession, the compulsion, thinking about food constantly, eating and desperately wanting to stop, and then other times not wanting to stop. It was just craziness. And today I give all the glory to God, because He is the one that has given me the power. And my job is to keep that constant contact with God and not let food stand in the way. With that, I pass. Thank you, God.
Well, thank you so much, Jo Marie M. from Nevada. And we'll get another lineup. So please give your first name and last initial and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Hillary B.
I've got you, Hillary.
Debbie Y. from Vermont.
Got you, Debbie Y.
Vicki T. from Florida.
I've got you, Vicki.
Cindy F. from North Carolina.
And that was an F, Cindy?
F like Frank.
Okay. I think that'll take us to the end. So,
Alex,
well,
okay.
Well, I'll try and get you, Alex.
Okay,
we'll see how the timing goes.
Yeah.
So I've got Hillary B, Debbie Y, Vicki T, Cindy F, and Alex K. And Hillary, you're up first, followed by Debbie, and please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, Hillary B in Southern California. Grateful to be on this meeting with all of you wonderful sharers. It is wonderful to have people be there to guide me, and the way they guide me is to share their experience, strength, and hope, not to dictate to me. And that I can tell that the person has recovery and something I want, because his or her whole deportment shouts the real answer. And that I can even feel that through the phone. I can see it on Zoom. It doesn't have to be in person for these kinds of energies to be transmitted. And all these people that to me seem like to have so much wisdom are not acting holier than thou. I don't feel like I'm being judged because I have issues that they can help me with. They seem grateful to know that I have the same issues they have, and that what they have is helping me. And it's so beautiful and such a huge gift. And I myself have gotten a sincere desire to be helpful to others because of what was given to me. And that is not easily won for me. I'm not that kind of person that just likes to be helpful. I only want to help people because it feeds my ego. And to have that change, to have that shift happen, and it's a huge miracle. It is me taking up my bed and walking again, thanks to that divine force for good in the universe, my divine source. And that nobody's asking anything from me. Like, okay, I helped you, now you have to help me. The gift is they help me, that makes me want to help them or others. It's such a beautiful plan. Thank you for listening. And I'll pass. Hillary B. in California.
Well, thank you so much, Hillary B. from California. Next up, Debbie Y., followed by Vicki T.
Good morning. My name is Debbie Y., and I am a compulsive overeater in Vermont. And this morning, I was just feeling so remote. I kind of am remote, but I haven't probably been on here for, or at least I haven't spoken on here for a couple of years. And so I'm feeling relieved to be back, to hear the words of the Big Book, to hear the spiritual guidance of Bill W. and how it works, and to listen to all of you. When you have that feeling of being alone, and oh, it's me, it's my problem, and then you go to a meeting and you just know you're in the right place, because everybody's in the same boat, and our journeys are different, but we're all here together. And I just love this passage too about picking up my bed and moving forward, because literally I'm about to go out walking, and I'm taking this all with me, and I feel lifted up, and I just am filled with gratitude, and I thank you all for being there. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie Y. from Vermont. Next up, we've got Vicki T., followed by Cindy F.
Hi, everybody. This is Vicki T., recovered in Florida, and I love every paragraph in the Big Book, I have to admit. This one is just terrific as well. It just brings me back to all those years that I went to therapy, a lot of years. I'm in my later 50s. I started therapy at 5. I didn't go directly through, but more therapy than not. And really trying to get better from what I thought was an eating disorder that was because of my trauma in my childhood, just not what happened at all. The book tells me what my problem is. I have an allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind. Trauma, no trauma, job, no job, wife, no wife, you know, what the book says, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter that I have an addiction and that there's other people, like this is just the things that I did with food and my body and the obsession and the exercise, and just I miss so much of my life, and so many of us have had that experience, and that this is the solution, the real answer, and there's one solution. I love sponsoring, and I am so selfish, and everything is about me, and it's a miracle that I enjoy the sacrifice. Like 8 o'clock at night, I'm getting on the phone with my sponsee. I'm exhausted, and the minute I get on the phone with her, I've got enough energy, I could run a marathon. It's just amazing how this works. And, the take up my bed and walk again, really, I see it almost literal, because I spent years in bed and not being able to get out of it, and getting out of it and not waiting, and just can't wait to get back into it. The one thing, the holier than thou, I still struggle with the humility piece, and that's really where I'm at in my program right now. I'm having a really good opportunity to really work step 7 and see that ego means ease God out in such a big way, and a real opportunity for even more growth. And that's where I see where it needs spiritual progress, not spiritual perfection. Never really understood that sentence years ago. Did it like, oh, progress, not perfection. Didn't see the word spiritual before it. but it was there. So this is the opportunity that I feel on this next level of recovery. So anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Vicki T. from Florida. Next up, we've got Cindy Essen. I'm not sure we're going to get to you, Alex. Cindy, so please come back tomorrow. Cindy, you're up.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your service. My name's Cindy. I'm grateful to be here this morning. I don't know if I've ever shared on this meeting, but I've listened to it a lot. And I think the line that stood out for me, a couple were no axes to grind and they took up their beds. And for me, no axes to grind. Like I felt like the world owed me, and my problems were unsolvable, and God knows I tried to solve them on my own, and it got me nowhere except over 100 pounds overweight. And as I learned, or as I listened today to people's shares, you know, I really heard their hearts. And I love that about this meeting, just the desire for intimacy. And that's where true healing for me from this, the ravages of this disease come from. It's living small, you know, learning to be authentic, learning what intimacy means now that the food is down. My heart is healing from growing up in with two very violent, crazy alcoholics, and living in that abusive environment, and I'm learning to inch toward God, like just a millimeter at a time. You know, they say in the 12 and 12, like our desires, for lack of a better word, mine got out of whack. And I, you know, I tried on my own and failed to fill these. But this morning in my two-way prayer, God, because I have a tendency to beat myself up, and what God shared with me, or what I thought I heard him say, was, you did a great job. You survived. And in one of my readers this morning, it said, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and live a life of love because you were loved. And I believe that today. And I think that's a result of the promises of this program, for me to be able to experience that, to take up my bed and walk. I have to follow the steps. It's simple, but not easy. So, thanks for letting me share today, and I'll pass.
And Cindy, where are you calling from?
I live near Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, got you. Thank you so much. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Thanks. Bye. So that's it for today. We will now close with the reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Sherry Z, can you please read A Vision for You?
Yes. This is Sherry Z, recovered in Southern California, and this is A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.